We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top at the end of a line. Amar Rav Elazar, it's a new sugya about Shvius. Once we mention Shvius, we figure we'll get some halachas in about Shvius. So the halacha is that if you buy something with money of with Peiros Shvius, you sell something Peiros Shvius. So halacha is if you sell Peiros Shvius, the money becomes gets Kedusha Shvius also, and it happens to be the Peiros retain its Kedusha Shvius as well. The Peiros retain its Kedusha Shvius, but the money gets the Kedusha Shvius also. The question is, could you also do chilul? Could you also do by saying, forget about buying it? You say, I have Peiros Shvius. Yeah, I say I want the Kedusha Shvius to go from the Peiros to the money. It happens to be the Peiros will stay Kedusha Shvius anyway, but does the money get Kedusha Shvius with chilul as well? So that's a machlokes. Omer Rav Elazar. Ein shvius mischalelas, the kedusha shvius is not transferred derech mekach, only with buying it derech mekach memke. Rabbi Yechon Amar bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. Sai derech mekach, sai derech chilul. Both ways, you can do chilul or mekach. The kedusha shvius will transfer from the peiros to the money, and the peiros will retain its shvius, but the money will become kedusha shvius also. Now, what's the biyar machlekes? My time with the Rav Elazar. The chesiv it says in the pasuk. Which, like Rashi explains, Yovel and Shemitah are the same thing. And then the next pasuk says, immediately afterwards, and we dash in something called the drasha of smuchim, that's next to each other, two psukim. And it teaches us that the only time you have chilul is only derech mekach memka. The chesiv v'shnas yovel hazoi, derech mekach, derech chilul. Dafka derech mekach, do you have a transfer of Kedusha, not Derech Chilul? That's Shan Rav Elazar. Holds Dafka, when you buy something, does the money get Kedusha Shvius? Not if I say, I want to transfer the Kedusha from the Peiros to the money. Rav Yechon in my time, what's Shan Rav Yechon? The Pasuk says, Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh Hi Lechem. The Pasuk says that Kodesh Tihi Lechem, we call it Kodesh, Ma Kodesh, like Hekesh, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. It's possible to transfer Kedusha off the Hekesh onto money. Sai derech mekach, when you buy something with the money of Hekesh, sai derech chilul, just by saying, I want to transfer Kedusha from here to here. Av shvius, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. You learn how it says kaidashem. So the same thing by shvius, also derech mekach and derech chilul work. Rav Yechon haike simkru memke my avalei. What does Rav Yechon do with the smichas, the drasha, that the smichas akra, that next to the pasuk of Shemitah, it says the pasuk is simkru memke? We need it for Rav Yosi, the drasha of Rav Yosi v'Rachanina. The time, look at the Braisa. This following Braisa is a very long Braisa that's brought down in the Maseches Erechin, but here we only get a few lines of it. It's also a Maseches Kedushin a little bit. The time, look at the Braisa. Rav Yosi v'Rachanina. Bore kamakosha afka shal shvius. Come see how chamor afka shal shvius is. Afka shal shvius is not the main issa shvius, but a side issa of shvius. The main issa of shvius is plowing the field and cutting and harvesting. That's the main issa of shvius. There's also an issa to do schayro per shvius. Now, if someone says, you know what, I'm not so makban in that part. That's not one of the things I do. Then, you want to see, there'll be a terrible oinish for such a person. Borei kamakosh after shvius, odom leis veres in per shvius. Someone who sells, buys and sells peris and shvius, a soif at the end, moiches v'tavos kelev. He gets so poor, he has to start selling off his utensils, his metaltim, his clothing. So and the smichas akro is the chizimkru memker la misecha. So Rabbi Yechon uses this smichas for the drash of Yisrael Chanina to teach us that if someone is over on the issus chayr and shvius, he'll end up have to selling his possessions after some selling his metaltim and his kelim. And the Gemara there in Erechin and the Kedushin goes further and says that if he doesn't do tshuva, then have to borrow a ribbis, and then he lands up being sold to Eved at the end. That's the end of the day. He'll be sold even to a goy as an Eved. Akoponim, that's the way he makes a drasha. Now, what does Rav Loza do with the Kedushin? Rav Loza, high crow, the Rav Yechron, the pasuk of Ki Kedushi, my Avle, what does he do with it? Kedush Ti Halachem is the pasuk. What does it do with the pasuk of Kedush? According to Rav Elazar, holds a dafka, derech mekach, and not derech chilul. What does it do with the pasuk of Kedush Ti Halachem? So the Gemara, Mabayle, like a tie, into the Braisa. Ki Yevel Hi Kedush, Ma Kedush Teifes is Domav, Av Shviyas Teifes is Domav. That means that Rav Elazar says that the whole idea that Shviyas is Teifes is Domav is learned out of the pasuk of Kedush. And then comes the smichus and qualifies that the only time the is the fest of the man is only with mechira. According to Rabbi Yechanan, this passage tells everything. It says Taifas Dhamma, and it says it has all the dinim of Kodesh, Stai Chil and Stai Mekach. And he uses the smichus as something else. Bashekin and Rabbi Lazar says, you're right, Kodesh starts you off, says as Taifas is Dhamma, that means the Kedusha goes from the Paris onto the money, and the money gets a Kedusha. But now, to know how that happens, use the other passage that says as Dafka with Mechira and not with Chil. It's not a carbon. It's shvius. What is shvius to a carbon?
Both have kedusha.
No, different type of kedusha. One's kaidish l'Hashem. One has a kedusha shvius that you let it eat yourself. You're not let eat a carbon. A zar can't eat a carbon. Even a kain can't eat a carbon. A lot of kabbanas. Oila can't eat. If the carbon is different type of kedusha than the kedusha of shvius. It's only here because it's possible kaidish shvius. We're saying, well, making a hekish to hektish. You wouldn't appear it to hektish. We wouldn't compare it to anything. There's a brayis that's a raya to Rabbi Elazar who holds that it's dafka de mekach memkar, and a tanya kavasei Rabbi Yechanan holds that sai chil and sai mekach memkar. Tanya kavasei Rabbi Elazar that it says over here in the brayis of shvius tefeses the meha shenema ki yevel he kodesh tihel lechem. It says shvius, the money that you transfer from shvius becomes kodesh. How do we know? It says, "My kodesh tefes is dama." It's like kodesh, there's kedusha that goes onto the money. So afshvius tefes dama v'asura. My kodesh, the rice goes further. My kodesh tefes dama v'yitzchulun. Maybe you'll say it's exactly like hektish. By hektish, when you transfer the kedusha from hektish to the money, the hektish goes to chulun. The hektish becomes mundane. It becomes not hektish anymore. Afshvius also tefes dama v'yitzchulun. Also should go to chulun. Tamalaymar says the pasuk kodesh tia lechem tia ba'avi also it hey it stays hektish, it stays a kedusha shvius, the pair stay shvius. Okay, sad. And now the brayis gives an example. Lokach bepeiros shvius basar. You went to the store and you paid for a piece of cowboy steak. You paid for with a piece of with a pair of shvius. Elu ve'elu is barim shvius. Both of them get a kedusha shvius. Side the peiros, side the basar. And the lachas are, one of the lachas shvius are, that it has to be, bizman beer, you have to get rid of it, you have to eat it. Bizman beer means when there's no food for the animals anymore in the field. So bizman beer, misbarim shvius. Lokach of basa dog, unless you took the basa, which wasn't original shvius, it got shvius and pears. Lokach of basa, it's impossible to have one basa, original shvius. Lokach of basa dog, then you took the cowboy steak and you put a piece of salmon. Yatsa basav nichsa dogim. Then the basav becomes chulin and dogim come in. It's only the original peir shvius that retains its kedusha shvius. But here there is a transfer. Yatsa basav nichsa dogim. The lachak b'dogim yain. You bought with the fish. You bought wine. Yatsa dogim nichsa yain. Dogim go lechulin and the yain becomes kedusha shvius. Lachak yain is shemen. Yatsa yain nichsa shemen. The yain goes lechulin and shemen turns into kedusha shvius. Okay, it said achrin achrin nichnas. B'shvius, the last one always gets nitvas b'shvius, or peri atzma also, and the peri itself is also forever. Atkan habraisa. So, what you see from here, one you saw is that the peris retain its kedusha shvius, but you see there is an idea of being transferring kedusha from one to another. Now, it says the whole time, lashon lokach, of buying, sounds like dafka mekach memkar. So it's a right of the yezim. But Tony lokach, Amo derech mekachin derech hilol. You see him here, dafka derech mekach and not derech hilol, because why would say lokach lokach? So to write Rabbi Eliezer, dafka de lekicha does it. Dafka de lekicha is the chal and not with the chilol. So that's a riot to Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya kavasei to Rabbi Yechanan. Let's bring a riot to the shita. Rabbi Yechanan holds that both chil and mekach memka work. Tanya kavasei Rabbi Yechanan says in the brayse echad shvius ve'echad ma'ase sheni. Sai Shvius, Sai Shmita, also Maisa Sheni, which is Paris that has to be brought up to Yerushalayim, to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So Meschalim, you can Mechalat al Behemah Chayav Oif. And we'll see later on, the Gemara is talking about money of Maisa Sheni, because Maisa Sheni itself has to be Meschalat Afka al Kesef, at Tzarta Kesef Yadecha. But it says, Echad Shvius, Echad Maisa Sheni, Meschalim al Behemah Chayav Oif. You could transfer Kedusha from the Shvius and the Maisa Sheni, you could transfer it to a Behemah. And to animal, chay, a wild animal, oif, and a bird. Ben chayim, ben shchutim, say if it's alive, say if it's geshachten. Say if it's a piece of meat, in the butcher shop, or say if it's a live animal, you can transfer it onto pieces of meat in the butcher shop. If it's a live animal, why not? Because now it has, the live animal has kedusha, either my sheni or shvius. And gzeira shem yigdom hamadara, maybe you're going to say, oh, it's a live animal, it could give me money, it could make me money, because it could have children. So I'm going to keep it around. And if you keep it around, then you might have a problem, because you're not allowed to keep it around past the zman beer. And you're going to have a yetzara to keep it around, and therefore we say you're not allowed to transfer on live animals. Amar Rava says, machlekes, the machlekes chamer ameyer, if you're allowed to do it on live animal, is bizcharim, only by males. Avamina kevais, which could actually have children, divriya koil, al shchutim ischalam, achayim ischalam. Everyone agrees, gzer shem yigdom hamadarim. Everyone agrees that there's a gzeira, you're going to keep it around to have children. So on Zcharim, the Mechleket says, are you gezer or to Nekevos? But on the Nekevos, everyone agrees that there is a gzeira and you cannot keep it around, and therefore, you're not allowed to be mechal it on Chayim. Ad kana b'raisa, with the explanation of Rava. So what do you see? The Lashon Mechalalim doesn't sound like buying it. It sounds like doing chil, derech pedia. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan that even derech pedia, which is derech chil, it works to transfer of kedusha. So this is a raya, it's a braisa, that's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that sai mekach and sai chil work. Rabbi Yehuda holds dafka mekach, and that's lokach. Here it says mischalim, you see both ways. And Metz Hashem, we're going to continue the sugya a little bit on tomorrow's daf, which we'll talk about a little bit smachlokes, and then we'll go into a new mishnah.